This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samuel Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Living in the present, living in the present. I discovered recently that there are a lot of people that live on their past glory. They achieved something in the year 2000, the year 2010, the year 2015, achieved something great. They had pictures taken. They had medals to display. And from that moment onward, they began to live and revel in the moment of that achievement. When they want to talk, they talk in reference to it. When they want to think, they think in reference to it. They basically stop winning because they won in the past, which is quite ironic. No battle in life, when I say battle now, I don't mean it in the evil way. So let me put it this way. No stage in life is the same. No chapter in life is the same. No chapter. And you cannot carry the result of the last chapter into this chapter, into the new chapter, but you can carry the experience. You see, the experience you are carrying is not to be narrated. The experience is supposed to be inside of you to prepare you for the challenges to come. Let me give you a good example. Let's start from Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, we saw that he would not eat at the king's table. And he said, oh, prove me. And they said, okay, give us 10 days. And after 10 days, he was better, he was fatter, he was wiser. Yeah, and his friends were everything that was expected. And they had victory there. This is like going to primary school and being the best student throughout your primary school. When you get into secondary school, you start all over again from ground zero. Nobody in secondary school will then say you should come and do a continuation of your primary school life. All your academic and all your achievements in primary school will stay there. Then you wear the uniform of secondary school and you start secondary school afresh. By the time you get to Daniel chapter 2, you discover that there was a new challenge. And this challenge is about discovering the king's dream and telling him his dream while also telling him the meaning. Did you notice that the king did not say, okay, let us leave Daniel out? Since Daniel did not, since he passed the last test so well, then we don't have to put him as part of those that we want to kill in this second challenge. Did you notice that it was as if Daniel had achieved nothing when they said they wanted to kill everybody? Daniel had to live in the moment. Yesterday's glory was not enough. Today, he said, okay, give us 3 days. We want to go talk to God, right? And then they collected 3 days, right? They spoke to God, and on day one, God answered. By day two, they went to see the king. But remember that before he would go to see the king, the ticket to see the king was based on his reputation in chapter one. He already had a good standing before the king, which means you will have gone to primary school, you will have done so well. Maybe you are even the head boy or head girl. And then you get to secondary school, you are now in GSS 1, and they want to choose a class rep. And they say, oh, in order to choose a class rep, we need somebody that can speak on behalf of the team, somebody that dresses neatly, somebody that does this, that does that, and you fit into all the criteria. So they said everybody should come and pitch. The experience you had in primary school will help you pitch in order for you to become the class rep or the class captain in your secondary school. That experience will only help to prepare you for the challenges of the new world, but you cannot carry the experience over and say, see, when I was in primary school, I used to be this. This is a new ball board game, and this game has to be played by a new set of rules. So Daniel solved the problem of chapter 2. The Bible said he and his company prayed, God gave them the secrets, they went to meet the king, they delivered it. The king was like, oh my God, Daniel, wow, beautiful. They put incense before him, they did everything, said, oh, nobody should worship any other god but the God of Daniel. Ah, Daniel, you are super, you are beautiful. Then came another chapter, chapter number 3. This time around, they had also forgotten all the wonders that Daniel did. The same king that was telling everybody to worship the God of Daniel, the Bible said they put up a statue. Right? And then he told everybody to bow to that statue. You see now, another challenge for another chapter. The king did not say, except Daniel. Daniel's king was one that told me my dream and interpreted it. So Daniel's God must be very good. So don't let Daniel bow to another God. No. The king knew that there are three Hebrews with Daniel who are praying with him. He knew they serve the same God as Daniel. The king did not say, well, we have proven that their God is very powerful and that is a revealer of secrets, so they shouldn't bow to my golden image. No. The king said, everybody has to bow. So again, they have to prove themselves in this situation. You see, in every challenge they face, they had to prove themselves. That is how you remain relevant. That's how you remain relevant. I met a Nigerian footballer who had played for Nigeria a long donkey years ago. And I saw him. And I was like, he was living off the glory of. I was like, people are no longer, he would just sit down somewhere, be drinking with people, and he would be telling the stories of what happened in Atlanta 96. There is no new achievement in his life. There is no nothing new to talk about. When people like him, who do not have a progressive consciousness, when they see him, they say, oh, let us go and sit down and drink with him and remember the old glory, the old glory, the things of old. What did the Bible say? It says, forget the things of old. Let yesterday be yesterday. Win today. Win today. Win today. Live your life in the present. Live it for the future. But yesterday's glory is gone. Same with yesterday's failure. There are a lot of us that yesterday's failure has defined our lives. Oh, when I was young, my father did not buy me this. My mother did not give me that. And now we are adults. We still are behaving like little children. Again, I met someone. She used to be the PA to the owner of a very big TV station in Nigeria. Her command of English, excellent. When she was working at that TV station, she had a relationship with a banker. The banker died recently. They had a relationship. She got pregnant. She delivered a baby boy, but she couldn't move on. I mean, as I speak to you, she's 52. I'd never dated any other person. I'd never been in a relationship with any other person. When you speak to her, she will say, ah, when I was young and naive. When I was young and naive, then I met this guy and I fell in love. I didn't know he was already married. I got pregnant for him only to discover, and I told myself I don't want anything to do with polygamy, so I stayed by myself. I moved away and all. And so that time, I just tuned off every form of relationship. I just tuned off. And let me tell you the truth, if there's anybody that needs a man in her life, not to give her food or drink, to help balance her thinking. If there's anybody that needs a man in her life to help balance her thinking, it is this woman. She's a female of females, a very bad combination to raise a male. She's not a female in between, like some of our mommies, that they can actively play the role of both father and mother and they'll find the balance. She's girl, 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 girl. And she has a son. Of course, she didn't raise the boy well. And every time when I was a parish pastor and she was under me in the choir, sorry, she was in the choir of the same church, and I was the minister in charge of choir, so they would tell me, and I like to look at the welfare of my, so I would look at their children, I look at, okay, school fees, all these things, I like to sort out these things. And when I would look at that boy, I'd be like, hey, my heart will be pounding because of the way the woman was raising her son. She needed a strong male influence over that boy. But she had chosen to live in the past. She did not even consider what that boy would need. And as a result of that, she last had what we call a semblance of life in the year 2000s. As I speak now, the boy is 18. She has forgotten how to live in the present. The day I saw her, she was walking about Redemption Camp. I just saw her walking up and down. Say, hey, where are you going? Said, I'm just taking a walk to clear my head. I'm just taking a walk to clear my head. Ha! I said, God, this woman needs a husband who. There are some women that they can cope without this one. She's losing her mind. And it is because of the extreme way of thinking that she had always experienced or exhibited. There was no control over the flow of thoughts. And these are the things that men do. For women. When certain kinds of thinking takes over the mind and it is going in a certain direction, the men, because they are very logical and almost seem emotionless, they'll be the one to say, hey, enough of that thinking. No, I don't want that one again. It's enough. And then the lady will check herself and say, okay, that's true. Why am I even thinking that far? It's not that deep. And then she would adjust. But if there is no gatekeeper, nobody to watch over, those thoughts will just flow on and on. And before you know it, we're pulling hairs off in the middle of the road. Live in the present. What you did yesterday, what you did 2 days ago, what you did last week, what you did last year, be they good, be they bad. They belong in that chapter of your life. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never run to an end. They are new every morning. They are new every morning. Therefore, every day you have the privilege to live. You open your eyes and you're on the land of the living. Try to make that day a day worth living in. Set goals for that day. Set a victory parade for that day. Prepare that day to be a day that you will win. Compose a new song. Preach a new sermon. Meet a new person. Meet a friend. Contribute to conversations. Make something tangible out of each day. Don't live in the past. Don't live your life telling stories of the good old days. Oh, when I was 20, I met this person. Ah, oh, was the happiest season of my life. That is not the song of a Christian. A Christian does not have a better yesterday. A Christian does not have a better yesterday. In fact, your achievements of yesterday are continuously lesser than what you achieve tomorrow. The life of a Christian is a progressive life. The path of the just shineth brighter and brighter and brighter until the coming day, until it is going to shine like the sun, until the breaking of dawn. It is brighter and brighter and brighter, which means whatever you achieved yesterday, oh my God, ahead of you, there are greater achievements. There are greater exploits. Don't stop where you are. Hey, don't ever bring yourself to a place where you will speak like Elijah and you will say, it's enough. I just want to die now. I've done everything I can do. There are greater exploits ahead. There are greater victories. Don't allow the voice of discouragement. Don't allow the voice of, it's not only you, let others win. No. In this journey, in your own life, it is only you. You must win. Nobody else can come and win in your life. In your own life, you must win. In my life, I must win continuously in my life. This is not a question of, oh, must it be? No. Win. Program yourself for victory. Program yourself for victory. The better you become, the better you make those around you. The better you become, the better you make those around you. Iron must sharpen iron. If you become dull or blunt, you are of no use to the team. Therefore, iron must sharpen iron means you are as sharp as you should be, and the other people around you will also become as sharp as they should be, so that all of you can be on your 100% and you can all achieve much and more together. So do not settle for less. Don't relax. Don't say, oh, ah, thank you, Jesus. I've built a house. I remember how God gave me my first house. I slept in it. I slept in it. I lay down on the bed. I was looking at the house with marvel, with joy in my eyes. I was saying to myself, I'm sleeping under my own roof, in my own house. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Ah, I'm sleeping under my own roof, in my own house. I have my own house. Ah, thank you, Jesus. I didn't sleep all night, Daddy. It was the same feeling I had when I bought my first car. When I bought my first car, I was looking at it through the window. I couldn't sleep. I went to sit down by the window. I was staring at my car. It wasn't a big car, but it was a Nissan Almera at the time. I sat down, I was looking at it as if it would disappear. This is my first car. I bought my first car. This is my first car. I bought my first car. Every little thing, car. Every little thing, car. In fact, sometimes I'll just go and sit inside of it. I open the car, I'll sit in it. I'll just sit in it. I'm sitting in my car. I have a car. I'm sitting in my car. Eventually, they became past accomplishments. When I was in that house, as soon as I stayed there 2 days, the Lord said to me, "Pack your bags. It's time for a journey." I was like, "Oh no, I don't want to travel for now. Let me just enjoy this house." "Go ahead, pack your bag to Lagos, from Lagos to Abuja." Oh, because there are victories to be won every day. You can't sit down in yesterday's glory and say, oh, you have achieved it all. You cannot sit down in yesterday's victory and say, this is where I am. An idle hand becomes devil's workshop. A David that did not go to battle will see a Bathsheba that is baiting in the open. It was a season when kings go to battle. A David that didn't go to a battle will see a Bathsheba that is baiting in the open. Many a time after we've achieved some things and we felt we've done so well, we want a victory lap. We want a victory celebration. We want to be appreciated for it. We want somebody to come and say, well done. You've done so well. We have that thing at the back of our mind, you know, because when we were growing up, we had a cheering voice. Our parents, most especially, when you do well, they will say, well done. I'm proud of you. I love you. It is only your parents in this life that really desire that you be greater than them. Your friends cannot desire that you be greater than them. That will not be fair on your friends. Your friends want to be the greatest they ever want to be. And no friend should ever have to dim a star for his friend. So your friend can never wish that you be greater than them. Your siblings can never wish that you be greater than them. Nobody around you will ever wish, will ever wake up in the morning and say, this boy should be greater than me. That is not right. If any of my children say that, I will tell them, no, that's wrong. That's not right. You must not place anybody ahead of you in the conquest for glory. But your parents, they are actively participating, investing in your greatness, and their aim is to make you greater than themselves. So they will cheer you on. They will pay. They will support you. They will pay lesson teacher. They will take you to a swimming lesson. They will take you to football practice. They will take you to your first date. What are they doing? They are trying to make sure you are greater than them. And that thing encourages us, makes us feel good that somebody is in our corner. Somebody is cheering us on. Somebody is pushing us. Somebody is supporting. Somebody is there for us. When your parents are gone, however, when they are old enough and they are gone to be with the Lord, there is nobody else that will cheer you. Maybe a husband can cheer the wife. Maybe a wife can cheer the husband. But it is not the same. Some of us, because nobody is cheering us, we feel as if what we have achieved is not appreciated enough. That was one of the problems of Samson. A man that achieved so much, but always his achievement was met with disdain. His achievement was met with ridicule, with betrayal. And because there is this need in every one of us to be praised, he found himself falling so easily for flattery from strange women. Ah, you are fine. Oh, you are handsome. Are you not the strong man of Israel? Oh, Samson. It was in question, answer to a question of a psychological need to be appreciated, to get a clap, to get a well done. Sometimes once you get the well done, you will notice that you rest, you feel good with yourself, and then you feel encouraged to do another thing. But when you don't get the well done, you lash out, you are angry, you are like, after everything I've done, nobody even saw me. Nobody saw the things I've achieved. Nobody saw. It was as if I achieved the great things and nobody could recognize it or clap or cheer or say, well done. Well, I'm telling you today, well done. Well done. Well done. That thing you achieved in your corner, that icon, that promotion, well done. You got abroad, you were able to settle in, well done. Well done. You got married, well done. You've done well. You've done well. You've done well. Accept my hearty felicitations and the appreciation, my appreciation for the things you've done in this world, maybe apart from any other person. I am the one person that desires that to be greater than me. That's the truth. For I find greatness to be a sweet pudding, best shared among equals. But you must not rest on your laurels. Yesterday's victory prepared you for today's challenges. Yesterday's victories were a stepping stone to today's challenges. Yesterday's successes are a stepping stone to today's challenges. Life is lived in chapters and phases. Live your life in the present. Win today. Win today. Yesterday, you are registering a business. Today, you are making your first 100 million. Tomorrow, you are making your first 500 million. Next tomorrow, you are signing your first international deal and you are beginning to earn in dollars. Next day after that, you are building the foundation for your business. Either it is a bank or it's a commerce center or it's a mall. You are beginning. There has to be a continuous progress. You cannot say, yesterday I got a job. After that, no, no, no. A Christian is not programmed to become stagnant. We are always on the move, ever moving. For the spirit of God in us is progressive. We do not have a settling spirit. This world is not our home, but we make huge marks in this world. We are like the statement of God on this earth, that those who are wayfarers, who are just going through, that they can come here and they can do great and mighty things, that those who think this world is their home will look at and they'll be like, wow, if wayfarers can do this. The farther a generation can go, the more room they create for the generation coming behind them to go further. So if this generation rests on their oars or their laurels, the next generation will have to fight harder, to push harder. So we must push every boundary. We must push. And that means we cannot rest on our laurels. We cannot say, well, we put one on the moon. It is enough. No. After that, there has to be a space station. After that, there has to be a reason for conquest to Mars. We cannot say we discovered the computer or invented the computer. After that, there was the internet. After internet, there was the social media. There has to be a continuous push of boundaries. You cannot, as an individual, say, hey, when I was in primary school, I was the best student. And then, when you are telling the story, that's where it ends. Ah, no. If you are the best student in your primary school, you have to tell stories of your experience in secondary school. You have to tell stories of your experience in the university. You have to tell stories of your experience in your first job, in your second job, in your third job. As you start your own company, you have to tell the story of your experience in your marriage. How you have to, there has to be a marker of progress, of continuous progress in the life of a believer. So as we listen to it today, guard your loins. Guard your loins, Elijah. Guard your loins. You are not to die in this desert. Oh no! Take bread and eat. Take bread and eat. Eat bread. The journey before you is still far. You have a race. Oh, to the gate of Jezreel, you have a race to run. Oh, you have fire to bring down from heaven. There is much ahead of you. There is much ahead of you to accomplish. You have huge contracts to sign. You have kings to stand before. You have kings to crown. You have to witness the success of your children. You have stories to tell. Oh, you have stories to tell. You have victories to win. You have glory days ahead, days of celebration. You have a name to build. You have a brand to build. You have a consciousness to impart on young generations to come. There is so much left in you. You can't sit down here. You can't sit down here and say, oh, I've tried. You have not tried. You have not tried. You must empty yourself. You must pour out everything. Your journey is just starting. Your journey is just starting, Christian. Your journey is just starting, my sister. Your journey is just starting. You are just beginning. This is just the mere tip of the iceberg. You have so much to do. This is my message for you today, as it is a message for myself. There is glory ahead. There is glory that is set before you. You cannot sit down here and say enough. It is not enough. The one who commissioned you gave you the capacity to conquer nations, to conquer kingdoms, and to win. Therefore, live today. We live today. Get today's victory. Be a champion. Be a champion of the fulfillment of prophecy. Don't weaken in the day of adversity. Build your strength from within. This is the word of God to you. This is the word of God to you. This is the word of God to you. Hear it, walk in it, and win in it. Hear it, walk in it, and win in it. Let this word be the victory, the spur towards the victory that God has written concerning you. Win on every side. And as you do so, the Lord will empower you. If you are blessed, please submit and shout, glory!
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.